plants its seed within. That seed being this pleasurable experience, this moment shared between us. I pressing your foot under one sole, dangling the other before your very eyes. Letting you lick, letting you indulge, letting you choose the level of pleasure. You can even reach down and touch yourself. And if it's going to be too much, if you're too turned on by my feet to keep thinking, you know I'll eventually push you there. Because if I'm masturbating and watching your pleasure grow and grow, I'm eventually going to push myself past the point of standing, past the point of holding back, past the point of doing anything other than help you to feel as good as I do. Because a pleasure shared only grows as we each reinforce in the other the same desire, the same lust, the same fetishes and cravings. And that's the truth. You crave my feet. You crave the submissive thrill of having me step on your face, run my other foot over your cock, keep you pinned and controlled, and yet you see me rubbing myself, turned on by you being turned on, knowing that because this is something I find sexy, I'm getting turned on in turn, aroused. You crave the submissive thrill, and the fetish grows as I touch myself, as we each slide down into the same or similar sensations. You experience the joy, the fetish grows. It might only grow a little, but I'm sliding my foot down from your face, maybe slicked with your saliva, or maybe just having dangled before your eyes, running my toes over your chest, pausing to rub my toes around your nipples, circling, circling. You experience the joy of this. As it slickly slides, my other foot lets up and moves the sole to the side of your cock instead of on top. I adjust. I move forward, sitting between your legs, one of my hands down between mine and the other behind me, propping me up so I can watch, so I can watch everything you feel. Regretting having to slide my fingers away from my slit to adjust myself. Regretting even that moment of emptiness. As you surely regret the momentary loss of my feet stroking your cock as I'm forced to adjust. Forced to move, you can still watch me enjoying myself, putting one sole on either side of the cock. And then my hand back between my legs, my feet giving you pleasure, my other hand keeping me propped up, the narrow curved soles touching either side of your cock, holding it tight and fast, slicked with your pre-cum and your saliva, slick and confined between my feet, applying just enough pressure to still feel good while making you very aware. Your cock is trapped there and I can easily control the progress of pleasure up and down, holding your cock between my feet, which forces me to hold my legs with my knees bent, pointing outward, spread, in the position for a foot job, slowly holding you like that, keeping myself leaned back, one hand between my legs, rocking my hips, which moves my legs, which moves my feet, which rubs my pussy against the palm of my hand, rubs my clit there for friction and heat, up and down the sides of your shaft, my feet moving to milk you with heat and pressure. Remember, catalog, store up, contain this memory. You will call it back. You will recall it. It will be an anchor. It will be a hot, wet dream waiting for you when you think of my feet. You love my feet. Feet can be a wonderful anchor. The soles, the toes, the tops, the curve, the pressure they exert. A wonderful anchor to pull you down heavily into trance. Everything you sensorily absorb about feet, filling and then accessing an archive of your fetish, an anchor, a trigger that pulls a string. You will recall the memory from the anchor, a hot, wet dream of my feet bringing you pleasure, of my voice bringing you pleasure too, for the hypnotic induction, involvement, imposition, and the pleasurable slow 1, 2, 3 pace of my stroking feet on either side of your cock. These things are inextricably bound up and twined. My feet sliding up and down, your mind leaking out the tip of your cock, dribbling onto my feet, sliding, controlling, holding fast, squeezing, applying pressure, applying pleasure, pleasure directly applied to the exterior of your cock, and from there it finds its way in and up to your mind. Through all the nerve endings, hot and constant, and you know I'm not going to tease you because I'm turned on enough by what I'm doing to you that stopping would be quite impossible. My feet moving, stroking your cock up and down, 1 and 2 and 3, quickly, then slower, slower, more sedate and relaxed, all of it working together. You know I'm going to have to continue because I'm getting close and I need to get there too. Your cock is throbbing, you're dripping, so let it all drip out. Thoughts as well. An empty mind easily brought to a deeper place. Anchored there, able to go further, able to feel better as I rub my feet. Up and down as I rub my own pussy with my hand, my other hand keeping me propped up so I can rock forward and back, which elicits the up and down, stroking, masturbating motions, my feet, the broad soles on either side, the narrow arch of them pressing there, the heel occasionally sliding down enough to press just above your balls, bringing pressure, pleasure, awareness, alertness, and also deep sliding 1, 2, 3 pleasure pulses that reach your head and anchor themselves to your memory of this moment where you are being pleasured under my feet, where you long, where you desire my feet. Your cock is throbbing, you're dripping, mind and thoughts dripping out slow, finding their way out, out into the world, out onto my feet, leaking, dripping, dripping out of your cock, which is stroked between my feet, the perfect place for you to be, just right, just where you belong, caught between my feet, sliding deeper as I stroke slow and constant, 1 and 2, throb and stroke, throb and rise, 1 and 2, throb and fall.